Oh my God. Straight scenes of the apocalypse, man. That's another gas line. Jesus Christ, man. So much stuff in the air. Just look at that, man. Stuff burning everywhere. Another huge boom. Folks, how are we doing? Welcome. This is the first video of the new year. Today is January 8th, 2025. California is currently in a state of emergency. If you haven't seen the news, there are three major wildfires at this time in California, and there's probably more breaking out as we speak. The National Guard is currently en route to Los Angeles at this time. Right now, we're in Pasadena, California, at the southern edge of the Eaton Canyon Fire. There's two other locations where there's massive fires. There's one in Pacific Palisades. There's one in Sylmar. Very hard to breathe out here. It's a very apocalyptic scene. Sky is orange. There's ash floating through the air. I gotta wear masks today because you can literally barely breathe just standing here regularly. It's like smoking chain cigarettes or something. It's terrible. To be quite honest, it kind of seems like business as usual out here. There's people driving around. There's people walking around. About 5 minutes north, everything's sealed off. So I honestly don't know how much we're gonna see, but you know, we're gonna try and do our best. So stay tuned. Let's see what happens. Our steed for today is the Ultra B, the most well-suited bike for an adventure like this. Other than that, pray for me. Let's see what's going on. I don't know how far we'll make it, but let's find out.
All right, this should be an interesting one, folks. First ride of the year, and LA has just completely hit the fan. There were a couple people who were out here yesterday before they really sealed all the roads off. Dude, did I? Oh my God. Bro, I forgot the seat for my bike. Whatever. I mean, I got the key, so I guess we're gonna be standing up. I guess I could still sit on it, honestly. Yeah, I can. It's just not quite as comfortable. Dude, I forgot the seat. So you have to take the seat off of this bike to take the battery out. I took the battery out to put it in the car, and I left the seat at home. Oh my God. I'm gonna be honest, I've done dumber stuff, so I'm not even that surprised. Honestly, we're still good. So if you're currently out of the loop of what's going on out here in LA, every year we have these really intense winds. They're called the Santa Ana winds. And this year, I think easily was the most intense of them that I've ever experienced my entire life living in LA. Like, it was insane how strong the winds were yesterday. And apparently there's one tiny fire in each of these areas where there's now huge fires. And because the winds were so strong, it created these ember tornadoes. And those ember tornadoes were just traveling from place to place, creating tons of really small fires everywhere. And they all kind of combined to make really big fires all over the place. There's also a lot of dry brush. We're in a drought season. There hasn't been any rain this year, basically at all, like almost no rain. Well, definitely not this year because it's January, but last year there was very little rain as well. And I think sick. So is that Bronco, honestly. So it's really a perfect storm. Extreme winds, lots of dry brush, and you got yourself some fires. So where we are right now is Pasadena. This is a place I've never ridden on an e-bike. That's for sure, especially not without a seat. Honestly, this is very rideable without the seat. Would I recommend it? No, but it's possible. You can definitely do it. It's a little shakier than it should be. So I mean, it looks like a very dark, overcast day. But where I was, it was beautiful and sunny. So it's really just all these clouds are smoke. It's actual smoke. People standing outside. This guy's, oh, this is these are sheriffs. Sheriffs are redirecting traffic to the right. So from here, we're gonna go this way, I guess. You guys know me, first thing I look for is the alley. Pasadena, beautiful neighborhood. Obviously, people are pretty concerned about, you know, their houses burning down. So not mad at that one bit. Lots of, on the news, I was shocked to see how many people didn't want to evacuate. Kind of wild in Santa Clarita during the Tick Canyon fires. There'd be people that straight up just didn't leave. Lots of people do not want to leave their home under any circumstances. Even an evacuation can't get them out sometimes. I mean, we heard that warning on the way here. They're trying to get people to leave. They do not want anyone out here. Fire truck rushing up the street that way. So a lot of the real action is up north and to the left. I don't think we're going to be able to see any of that, but then again, I don't know. It depends on how well they have all the streets sealed off. I could say right here, the smell is so much stronger. Oh yeah, you can see the smoke starting to, it's deep smoke. Oh, there's something on fire right here. Yeah, these guys. That's something. I don't even know what to say about that. There's a currently burning structure fire up here to the right. Looks like we cannot get through here at all. something burning right there. So they're only sending people to the left right here. Looks like I'm gonna have to turn it around. This guy seems a little upset. All right, we're just gonna go ahead and get it to, okay, it's a wild scene. When you have state of emergencies like this in LA, let me give you a little prepper, because even though I wasn't filming during the George Floyd riots, there's a lot of things you notice. Like, first off, there are people in that just gather in trucks and cars that are just out to cause chaos, man. They're out to look for the easy opportunities. We're getting the alert again. There goes ABC 7. LA County Office of Emergency Management, fast moving wildfire in your area. Evacuation order has been issued. People are realizing they're not gonna get through right here. Man, EMS and police got to be 100% overworked. We saw an active fire, but it's going to be real tough to try and get anywhere where we can see some real burning. They're letting people out and not in. Sheriff said, pull it up, bro. If I had a seat, I probably could properly pull it up. All right, so anywhere where we can see any real action is to the left here. And that's where it's fully evacuated. You can see there's plenty of brush on the ground. People doing their best to try and just chop down their, you know, any dry brush that they have exposed on their property. They're trying to get rid of it. So we're just gonna be hovering around for a bit. I mean, we're really just taking a look at what's going on in these neighborhoods. Looks like a majority of people are out of here. You don't see many cars and driveways, you know? And these homes are truly gorgeous, you know? These are really expensive properties, but you know? Them fires, they don't pick. They don't pick where they're going after. They just, when they're burning, they're burning. All these roads to the left, inaccessible. Trying to get them hydrants working. They're actually packing them up. All right, continuing down. We're just gonna be riding around for a bit, so let's see if we can get any actual shots on camera. Who knows? Who knows? The way fires are springing up in this area, it seems pretty random. They're moving with some haste right there. There must be something going on that way. Clear skies off of that direction, so that was a huge branch that fell. Yeah, the winds out here must have been insane yesterday. Yeah, that guy probably even lives there. They told him, nope, you cannot go that way. So that means I'm not even gonna try. I don't know if you guys see the sun? It's crazy. All right, so what we gotta do is we gotta go around. I think we can make a left here, actually. If we can, that could be good. We wanna get to the top of this somehow, but I mean, there's virtually no way we're gonna squeeze through without getting in a boatload of trouble. So let's see how far we can make it up here and then maybe cut in to the left. I don't know. We're definitely on the edge of where everything's going on. All right, let's take a look at what's going on here. There's a school, tons of fallen trees, big branches. Good thing no one parked under there. Heavy duty fire engine right there. You can see there's smoke rising from a fire here. There's a fire over here. There's tons of individual little fires all over the place. Fallen branch there. There's a lot of fires. There's a big fire burning right there. We can see the smoke rising. I am surprised there's people even here still. If I lived here, I would be getting the heck out of this area ASAP. All right, we're gonna cut this left and see if we can make it down here at all. This is where we're really starting to get into the riskier areas. Something is burning to the right here. Fire engine right here. Looks like it's filling up on water. Oh no, it's got a hose out. We gotta go around this side. Oh wow, this person's house is burning. I mean, dude, look around. This house is on fire. Oh my God, burned to a crisp. Jesus, that Corvette's parked in front. Still embers just blowing. So those embers, you see how there's little bits of smoke coming out? That's what causes the big fires when the wind picks up. Just takes a couple of those little baby embers to go down to anywhere else. Jesus. Look at that, man. House totally burnt to a crisp. Still burning. I mean, I'm sure fire department is spread thin. You can feel the heat from this. It feels like it's picking up, honestly. Another house right across the street. Look at that. I didn't even notice that. Still burning. Utter chaos out here. Good Lord. Wow, this is truly apocalyptic. Jesus, man, the The destruction in this area is unbelievable. Look at this, just overnight. Still burning, man. Wow. I mean, luckily there's zero wind in this area currently, so there's no, there's probably no risk of the fire, you know, starting back up, but this is just truly haunting, man. Memories, people's possessions just gone. Fire is still spreading down there. You can see the fires are still going, just still spreading. Jeez. Hey, brother, are you from this area?
Yeah, I live right down the street, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
This is, I've never seen anything like this.
Telaria Sauron, what's that?
Oh, this is a Sauron, Ultra B.
Yeah. I've almost got one, but I'm afraid I'm gonna get impounded, brother.
It's a little more strict over here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You write down then to...
No. I just wanted to check out the area and...
You do? You have a YouTube channel or anything?
Yeah, I do. It's called John Hicks.
Oh, shit, I know you.
Oh, really?
Oh, what? Welsh, you ride?
Yeah.
Where else you ride?
I mainly ride in the city, like in downtown LA, in South Central and Compton. Yeah.
You be safe, man.
You too, brother.
Yeah, I might hit you up and send you a message on YouTube. But...
Sure, yeah, definitely. All right. Jeez. Just had to get out of here, man. Straight scenes of the apocalypse, man. This is how I imagine the apocalypse looking if you ever live through it in real life. It's like this. The goggles are fogging up. We got to keep it moving. We can't slow down. The goggles are fogging. We got to have 100% visibility out here. I mean, like, look, that guy right there didn't evacuate. There's still tons of people with their cars parked here. I mean, it's hard to say, like, it's impossible to call it right now, right? Like, it seems pretty chill, but it's also, like, not chill. Like, look, you see that little burning ember right there, that little tree trunk that's burning? If there were powerful winds, that could go downrange and start a huge another fire and turn into one of these houses on fire. That's all it takes. It really is all it takes. This is really, I think, the best we're going to see out here in this area, though. And look at this, man. It looks like a plane crashed here. It smells like fireworks, too. This entire block incinerated. That guy left his car. Look at that. Two cars burned to the ground. Basketball court back there. They had a swimming pool. Entire house leveled. Jesus. I can't describe to you what it's like to see this with my own two eyes right now. It is truly kind of haunting. And then on this side, luckily they were spared. All it takes is for the flames to jump across the street. One little ember with the wind. Another structure fire actively burning right here. This guy's house is just burning. Does he know? Is he here? Is that person here? This house is on fire. I would assume they know. That, man. Trying their best to put it out. Look at this house on the left. This is the one that we saw was burning. It's done. It's completely toast. Still on fire. Just truly unbelievable. Man, the wildlife, man, that's one thing I really think about in these scenes, dude. So in this direction, as you can see all that smoke, there's tons of active fire still. Like, it is like this place got bombed. That's what you would think with how much fire there is. Like, there's still so much burning. It's crazy. All right, we're gonna go this way. I see a big fire burning currently. I mean, everywhere you look, man. Look at this. Main thing you gotta worry about, gas lines. Still a little baby fire right there too. National Guard is on its way out here right now. Just devastation on every single block. Neighbors out here doing their best to protect what's left. This block really got hit hard. That house is gone. The smell here is insane. Still burning right there. Car totally toast. This street got hit real hard, man. Dang, man. That's the most powerful thing we're gonna see today, man. That guy laid out, just gave up. firefighters fighting this one right here. Probably trying to do their best to just do what they can. Let's be honest though, it's toast. Good Lord, man, I was not ready for this. Not ready for the things I was gonna see today. Those are some powerful scenes, just on that street alone. Everybody looked so completely defeated, man. That's the only way I can really describe it. Everyone looked completely defeated, sad, done. No really other way to put it. I don't see any news out here, man. I don't know. No news coverage for this stuff. This is just the aftermath, really. More houses just completely just gone. Entire neighborhood leveled. Just completely leveled. This is a pretty, really, really, really strong smoke. Oh my God. Oh my God. This house recently caught on fire. I mean, it's over. Jesus Christ, man. Feeling of lawlessness is like, it cannot be overstated. How dangerous it feels being out here right now. But I mean, the reality is, there's not much happening. No one's really, you know, there's not much anyone can do about any of this. People are just kind of hovering around. Looks like they're all ready to go if they need to, but it's not like the wind is not creating a factor of, like, you need to get out of here. Crazy. I don't know what to say, folks. This is a pretty raw look at what's going on right now. This is a state of emergency in Los Angeles County. This is how it looks. Every car that comes by is full of people, and it's hard to tell if they're like casing stuff out or if they're trying to leave. It really could be either one. All right, we're gonna get out of this neighborhood. We've been here for a minute. I mean, this is just like unspeakable destruction. We're here on Mendocino Street. I really don't know my way around here, so we're gonna be playing it by ear and playing it as cool as we can. Hear my voice crack. Yeah, it's real smoky out here, man. There's clearly not enough firefighters to go around. Look at that beautiful BMW parked in the, look at this tree, completely uprooted. Jesus Christ. Things burning just all over still. Fire department doing what they can. Oh shit. These are down power lines. That fire is out of control. Really don't want to touch the power lines. We're just gonna get a look at that, bro. People are just walking out casually. Jesus Christ. Okay, we're out of here. We're getting out of here. Going that way is really no man's land. Going further that way really starts to feel like no man's land. I don't know. I think everyone has gotten out of that area behind us. Like, there's no reason to be over there. Jeez, man. That's the first thing I need to keep an eye out for, that down power lines. I rode right over those. Luckily, I'm on rubber tires. Didn't even notice. That could have been the end of Hicks. Still smoldering, man. Fire department, it looks like they probably did what they could to get most of these fires out and under control, but you know, how much can you really get under control in a situation like this when it's just like everything's burning, man? Everything is burning. When the new construction is untouched. Like, I think these guys are on Surons. Wow. Car collection is just completely up in smoke. Everything gone, 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 gone. Everywhere you look, destruction. Jesus Christ. New fires starting everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we're seeing new fires starting. What are you even supposed to do? I'm gonna turn it around here. All right, we're gonna go in a big circle back around. I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover out here, folks, and it's only gonna get worse again as the night goes on because the winds are supposed to start picking up. There's another down power line. Gotta do my best to avoid that. That, look, you see that little ember right there? That's gonna catch that whole bush is gonna catch on fire from that one little ember. This house is burning bad, man. This lady's just standing there. Your house is gone, folks. Y'all gotta go. I wanna get behind this truck. Damn, man. I mean, what are you supposed to say, man? What are you supposed to say? Everything you own and love is just burning up right in front of you. What else can you do besides stand there, you know? I ain't even mad at him. All right, we're gonna tear a little bit. We're gonna go down this way. Look at this. Whole tree down. We're gonna go check that out in a second. Jesus. Another entire tree came over. I can only imagine how powerful the winds must have been here. It had to have been so much more insane than where even I lived, because I thought they were bad there. Clearly not even close. Tons of leveled houses here. Person's in there filming their house. This looks like it could be the National Guard. I don't know, or some type of undercover, something. Sheriff. We're gonna be careful going through here too much. It's a full-blown disaster zone. There's still trees burning. There's a big fire over there in the distance. I mean, this seems impossible to get under control, even at this moment. It is just, every block is just more destruction. It's like we were attacked. It's like US was attacked. That's kind of how it feels with the amount of destroyed houses. This is where we gotta start being careful in this area. If we get stuck out here, it's gonna be really hard to get back. Lots of leveled houses, man. Beautiful homes, I'm sure. Extremely beautiful homes, just leveled. Old folks probably left and came back. Fire everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, there's still things burning. More fires here. Three down here. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, folks. I'm trying to like give you this through my own two eyes, and I genuinely cannot believe what I'm seeing. There's so much destruction. There's so much. Like, there is so much. Jesus Christ. We got a big truck coming right at us. I think it's a heavy fire truck. I'm gonna get across the street, man. Go this way. We can take any one of these roads south to get back to where we gotta go. But man, the scene last night here must have been just looking like it was in another dimension, man. Just houses all just full blown erupt in fire. It probably felt like being in hell in real life, man. Hell on earth. My lungs are gonna be absolutely torched tomorrow too. Breathing in straight smoke. Non-stop. They kind of got a handle on the big fires from what I've seen. I mean, we just saw that one big one. If you're catching in the footage, there's tons of little fires everywhere I go. Everywhere I look in the corner somewhere, there's like a little fire going on. Not too many like giant ones. Seems like the fire department got a handle on all the giant ones. But I mean, just leveled. This place is leveled like it was bombed, man. A couple fires still roaring this way. I'd love to go that way. I just don't know where it goes. I don't know where this goes either. These are just burning everywhere. That's a gas line burning. You hear that? That's a gas line on fire. That's why it's roaring like that. All right, this may be the last three we check out. This one's real. This is real serious right here. Good God. Try and keep an eye on what's going on to the right. That's another gas line. Jesus Christ, man. This is horrifying. All right, we gotta get out of this area. We're gonna make our exit now. We're gonna hit a left and go out. True state of emergency out here, man. Just a complete disaster. Jesus Christ. I'm speechless. Oh my God. You feel the heat from that.
Around here?
What's that?
Around here?
No.
Crazy, right?
I just did a full ride through the neighborhood. Every single street I went down, destruction.
It's like a war zone. It's like, it's surreal. You can't even explain it.
You really can't. I've never seen anything like it.
And it's a phenomenon.
You really can't explain it. That's the best way to put it.
Local bar. I used to drink right here.
Really?
Nacho.
Yeah.
My friend lived right down the street there. I hike, that's my hiking area. It's like all like a nightmare.
Man, unbelievable.
Look, no firemen. That tree caught on fire and it put itself out. There's no firemen around. Like, they just have to let things burn. There's not enough manpower.
Yeah.
What is that coming up? What's that shiny? Is that the moon coming over the rib? What is that shiny moon?
Oh, that does look like the moon. Yeah. What's your name, man?
Art.
Art? I'm Hicks.
Hicks?
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Be safe, brother.
Ride safe.
Thank you. Could all smoke that way, too. All right, we're taking off. Fox 11 News right here. Whatever that is, it does not sound good. This is absolutely the most wild shit I've ever seen in my life, without a doubt. Still very windy out here. Burning. I mean, don't know what to say, folks. Absolute travesty. Burning everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, there's burning. The city has been leveled like it got bombed. It's the only way I can put it. Best decision I made today, wearing masks and my goggles. So much stuff in the air. Just look at that, man. Stuff burning everywhere. Everything's on fire. Everything. Cannot understate this. Everything is on fire. Holy mother of God, man. Holy mother of God. Jeez. Let's take a second to just look this way, man. We're kind of out of the... There was a huge boom that just went off in the distance. Look at how far back the destruction goes. Another huge boom. Something is genuinely exploding in the distance, man. It's got to be gas related. That's why I see whenever I see one of the gas lines, just get away from that. Down power lines, get away from that. It's another boom. You guys hearing the booms in the camera? Jeez, dude. I will never forget this for the rest of my life. I swear to God. This video today is going to be one of the most, a video that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. I just can't believe the things I'm seeing out here, man. I just am in shock.
No shit. Have you been up? How far up have you been?
I went up to Altadena, went that way, came back this way. I mean, the most shocking stuff is on this street.
On this street?
Yeah, going up that way.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You kind of have to
go around. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Are you on Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't have that, but I have YouTube. It's HIX on YouTube.
HIX?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care. Be safe.
You too.
All right, we're out of here. Endless destruction in every single direction, fires. Oh. My adrenaline is through the roof right now for no reason. I mean, it's kind of a crazy scene to be in, but there's not, you know, everyone's just kind of very chill. Everyone's very chill. Kind of walking around. This is gonna be our last street. Still more burning, active fires right here. This guy's house looks like it just started burning. It's over, man. It's all over. I'm gonna be 100% honest. The news covers did not prepare me for what I saw today. I was not prepared for the level of chaos and destruction that actually happened out here. And it's just ongoing. It's ongoing. Like, this is going to get worse again tonight because the winds are supposed to pick back up. Firefighters are spread thin. Half of them are on one side of LA County. The other half are on this side. Look at that, man. I heard things exploding. I do not want to be around for an explosion. Keeping an eye out for the power lines. The street looks pretty wild too. Well, that house is smoking. Big smoke coming out of that house. Y'all see that? It's white smoke, so they got it under control, but... Down power lines right here. Just gonna turn it around. There's not much else for us to see on this street. We'll go back up this way just a tad bit. Lots of people out walking around, lots of people shooting photos. Lots of down power lines. Most people aren't even paying attention to those. That's what I'm mainly looking at. This is completely insane, man. Completely insane. Oh, this guy's at the 911 GT3. That's a turbo. Damn. Parked in the war zone. And on the other side of the street, fires. Same side of the street. Fires. One of the things that really stands out to me is the individual cars that are all like parked in the middle of the street and just burnt. Oh, the smell here is insane. It's like a gas. It smells like gas. Really trying not to sniff. picked the right bike for the job today, man. This thing, it's my most reliable bike. All my bikes are reliable, but I feel extra like I'm capable on the Ultrabee, man. Like I can really traverse any terrain. We didn't really have to do that today, but one last incident up here on the left. That's it. Wow. Folks, this is National Guard is on its way. Lady Sheriff's got goggles on, it's a move. I need everyone in the comments to contain themselves, all right? hey, calm down. Yeah. All right, we're out of here. They're not letting anybody go that way. Just to give you guys some juxtaposition, this is the neighborhood that's not affected. You can see in the background, smoke rising. But this is where all these branches on the ground are probably just from the wind, real intense wind. That's why you saw the fires jumping from house to house, but you know, not much in terms of damage. All the houses out here are pretty much untouched because there's not even one fire. One tiny little ember. See, this is why they preach so much to us about fire safety when we're in elementary school, middle school. Fires, man. There's not much I fear in life than an out of control fire. Something you really can't control. Once you open that Pandora's box, it's over. Man, what a day. Folks, a day that I will truly never forget. Share this video with somebody you know. Show them what's really going on out there, man. This was the Eden Canyon fire in Pasadena. We really didn't get to see the entirety of it. There's more, man. There's just so much that we even didn't see for how much we did see. I hope you got an idea of how much chaos is actually going on out here, why they declared a state of emergency, and why the National Guard is currently on its way out here. As you can see, it's pretty wild. And you can see how it could quickly turn lawless without the proper level of control. This is just one side. There's an equally insane fire going on the other side of LA County right now in Pacific Palisades. I'm not sure if I'll be able to cover that, but you can use your imagination. It's equally as a dramatic and devastating scene as what we saw here today. Anyways, folks, that's going to do it for me. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, drop a like, check out hicksfam.com. And that's it. Peace.